And these people, they have a craft and they enjoy offering that craft for other people. But when it comes to doing it for themselves, you know, they'd rather get somebody else who is also a craftsperson to offer that service to them.
Welkom in de Erno Hanning Show, de podcast waarin je alles leert over de online sales funnel. Met succesvolle ondernemers en experts, praktische tips en tools die je helpen voor meer resultaat online. Dan nu, jouw online sales funnel expert, Erno Hanning.
Hallo en welkom bij aflevering 125 van de Erno Hanning Show, waar het draait om hoe je online meer resultaat boekt voor jouw bedrijf en hoe je als ondernemer online gebruikt voor meer klanten en omzet. Mijn naam is Erno Hanning en ik neem ondernemers met een team het werk uit handen voor online resultaat. Vandaag het gesprek met Chief Empathy Officer John Westenberg. John is een ondernemer uit Australië en dus het interview is in het Engels. Dus ik doe nu ook de bio van John in het Engels. John started Creatomic to build massive growth for clients. John's focus is on helping people to turn their business into lean, mean growth machines through marketing, growth hacking and creativity. Daarnaast is John ook Chief Marketing Officer bij Speedlancer. Hij heeft ondertussen 110.000 volgers op Medium waar hij veel publiceert en waardevolle content. Dat is ook hoe ik hem tegenkwam en heb gevraagd voor de podcast. Veel plezier met de inzichten van John. Laten we beginnen. Deze podcastaflevering wordt mede mogelijk gemaakt door Skyberate. De laadtijd van mijn website was niet goed. Een laadtijd langer dan 2 seconden kost me al bezoekers en klanten. Na een degelijk onderzoek van verschillende hostingbedrijven kwam ik uit bij Skyberate. ErnoHanning.nl wordt nu gehost door deze partner, die gespecialiseerd is in hosting van WordPress-websites en Magento-webshops. Skyberate is de partner voor mij waar ik op dit moment heel blij van word. Ben jij op zoek naar een betere en vooral snellere hosting voor je website? Dat zich dan weer vertaalt in meer bezoekers en klanten? Kijk dan op ernohanning.nl/Skyberate. Skyberate, Skyberate. Dankjewel. So, I have on the Skype today with me John Westenberg.
Yeah.
How are you, John?
I'm doing well, thanks, mate. How are you?
Good. You live in Australia.
That's correct.
But you are famous all over the world.
I don't know about famous, but I have some readers all over the place. That's true.
You are the Chief Empathy Officer of Creatomic.
That's correct. Yep, that's a marketing and growth agency that I founded.
Yeah, and why do you call yourself Chief Empathy Officer?
Because I think it's important that all marketing should tap into empathy to allow you to connect with and identify with your audience. And I attribute the success of my blog to that in particular.
Yeah, so it has to do with the empathy for the audience more than the empathy for the people in your company?
No, it has to do with both.
Okay. And Creatomic is, you're the founder, and how many people are working there now?
Sure, so it's a team of 4, so it's small, and I like to keep it small. It's an agency that is capped out at no more than 10 clients ever.
Okay, so that's interesting. And but you also work with freelancers, I assume.
Yeah, so I'm also the Chief Marketing Officer for Speedlancer, which is a tech startup that focuses on using freelancers and improving the way you use freelancers.
Yeah, and the interesting part about Speedlancer is that it's different than many sites that have freelancers on it. It is focusing on the tasks and specifically on speed of the task.
Yeah, so we take almost an e-commerce approach where people can buy tasks from our catalog and then we get them done.
And you are, I suspect, very selective on the freelancers that you select on the team.
Yeah, so people can't just sign up. They have to apply, and we have to vet them and make sure that they're pretty good and, you know, they're going to match our platform in terms of the quality that we need.
Yeah, and the thing that is really required is that whenever you apply for a job, that you need to have it completed within 4 hours.
That's it, yeah.
That's an interesting concept. I really like it because I think that a lot of people are business owners, people that listen to my podcast are really in the need for sometimes a good quality post or something that, you know, some email campaigns in a short time and to launch something or to get something visible on a certain term on the search engines. And I think it's a really bright idea.
Thank you. That's good to know.
You contribute to what you said, your agency, how it works, if on mainly on your publishing, on your posting of daily articles.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You write almost daily.
Mm-hmm.
And you focus on Medium.
That's correct.
And so also your the Kreatomic doesn't really have a website. It just has a one page, but everything else happens on Medium, right?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. I mean, I just don't like having a full-on website if I don't have to, you know?
And I always thought it's important to have your own domain and people can find you and you build your own domain. And now you are building your domain on somebody else's turf. Let's put it that way.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is interesting because if Medium sometimes will change something in their way they publish or make it visible to some people, you are just stuck with that. You cannot change that because it's not your domain. But on the other hand,
I just don't really care very much. You know, I mean, you're always going to be vulnerable to people changing things. What are you going to do? You know.
Yeah, and I saw you have, at the moment, you have 110,000 followers on Medium, and I'm pretty sure it would be a lot difficult on your own platform.
Yeah, exactly right. You know, that would take a while to do that.
How did you get 210,000 followers, except for next to other, just daily posting? How did you get to that number?
It really was just consistency and hustle, you know, getting in front of people and asking to read my blog.
And is it important that you also post on other people's publications?
It does help. It does help, yeah.
What is your way that you get clients on board? What is your most important tool there?
Sure. So there are a bunch of different tools, but my favorite one is Slack. So I use Slack an awful lot to get stuff done, you know?
And people come to your website, and for a long time you had this $1 agency.
Mm.
How does that work?
So people pay a dollar, and I sit down and I talk about marketing with them for half an hour. And, you know, it helps to build clients through that process. And it's pretty cool. It's pretty chill. People, you know, they don't expect it, so it takes them by surprise. So that's really positive, and that's nice.
And you choose to charge $1 and not free or not $100. So what's up with the $1?
The dollar makes sense. You know, it's small enough that people want to pay for it. And they don't want to say no to it, but it still requires them to make a commitment.
Hmm. You are have already 10 years of experience in online marketing. But if I'm reading it right, you're pretty young, right?
I am 28.
Yeah, that's what I estimated. So I'm right on there. And you have had a master's in digital communications from University of Sydney.
Yeah.
How did that help in building your agency?
It didn't
at all.
No, it didn't help at all. I ended up teaching some of the other students.
So where did you get the experience to build your agency?
I started off doing marketing back when I was an intern in the MySpace days. And I learned by doing. Yeah, I learned on the job.
And what's the most important part of marketing that you learned? What people should use?
Build customer personas. People just don't spend enough time working on defining who their customers are. And if you don't define who your customer is, then you don't know how to sell anything to them.
And do you, for your agency, for example, do you have multiple personas or just one?
I have three personas, yeah. So I sell to three different people.
Can you describe them?
Absolutely. So my favorite kinds of clients to have are agency founders, because, you know, I'm good at solving their problems. I'm really good at solving their problems, and I'm good at marketing agencies. So they're my favorite kinds of clients. And then I work with small to medium enterprises. And finally, I work with solo consultants. But of those, I prefer to be working with agency founders all the time.
And what kind of agency would that be?
Any agency, marketing agency, design agency, web design agency, engineering agencies. Yeah, it doesn't matter, as long as they have a service that they offer to their clients.
Because it kind of sounds odd when you have a marketing agency that you would hire you to look into their agent and marketing agency.
Yeah, great chefs will still go out to a restaurant and get a great chef to cook them food. A great artist won't necessarily paint all the art in their home. A software developer won't always want to develop his own software. And these people, they have a craft and they enjoy offering that craft for other people. But when it comes to doing it for themselves, you know, they'd rather get somebody else who is also a craftsperson to offer that service to them. Great craftspeople recognize the value of using other great craftspeople.
That's a good point. Going to Facebook, so you have a Facebook group, Mindhackers.
Yes.
Can anybody join that group?
No. you can't be a member if you're a member of too many other groups, because then you're probably kind of a spammy person. You can apply to join if you're an entrepreneur. And, you know, I will look at your profile, I'll look at how many groups you're a member of, and I'll see if I think you're a good member. And if I think you are, then I will accept you, but not just anybody, you know?
Right. And but you don't have a Facebook page, am I right?
No, I have one. I just don't really do much with it.
Okay.
I keep it there so that I can run ads.
How important is this Facebook group for you? What does it do for you in your business?
It helps people.
It helps
people. And as soon as you can show that you spend time helping people,
mm-hmm.
then other people start to respect you.
What is it that you actively do? Because you publish your posts in there too.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
But you also answer questions, or how do you
support? Yeah, I do. I answer questions and I publish exclusive content they're not going to find anywhere else. Exclusive offers. Things like the Creatomic Vault, which is a collection of cool resources and stuff like that. That's all in the group, you know?
Mm-hmm. Do you still work with email lists, collecting email addresses?
I do, yes, but not as much as I work on just building Facebook group members.
Right, right.
And when people join, they have to give me their email address, so I still get email addresses from everyone who joins on Facebook, but... You know.
And then do you at some point also send them emails using an email address?
I do.
Okay.
Not all the time, but I do.
So that's less frequent as, for example, you're posting on
Medium. Less frequent, yeah. Yeah, less frequent.
How often about-ish? Is it once a month or how often?
Once a month, roughly, yeah.
And when you... Do you sell on the email list, or is it just also content?
Just content, you know? Like, if people want to buy, they'll find a way to buy. I don't have to push it down their throats too much.
Right. You also contribute to a number of, online magazines that are pretty famous.
Yeah.
New York Observer, Time Magazine, The Huffington Post, Business Insider, HubSpot. How do you get on these publications?
They ask me. They reach out and they say, hey, John, we love what you do. Can you write for us? And sometimes if I'm feeling particularly generous, I say yes.
And so it's not that you have been, you know, chasing them to publish on their website.
No.
They ask you.
Yep. I've never asked anybody if I can blog for them.
And that's probably due to the fact that you've been, you know, posting so much on Medium and getting quality content out there.
That's it. You know, people respect what I do. They respect my content. That's how it works.
You also see that you have long posts and short posts. What is giving you the most exposure, most reactions?
Posts where I put myself out there and I'm vulnerable for people.
Right, right. So not the tactics, but more the you.
Yeah.
You also use Snapchat because I've been going through your booklets and documents that you give away and these slides that you give away. And Snapchat appears to be important, but also recently you've added Facebook Messenger. How important are these messengers, direct communication with people for you?
We'll find out. I'm still working on experiments to find that out, you know?
Hmm.
So right now, like, they could be really important. But at this point, I don't know yet.
Yeah, I'm using a What's Help kind of thing on my website, and it offers people to ask questions on my Facebook page Messenger and also on my WhatsApp. But I see that, you know, the easiest questions are asked through my Facebook page because they can ask just a question on my Facebook and it's easy for them and I can see who they are. And we communicate for a short while, asking answer them questions. It is very direct and quick. You can do it very quickly to answer questions. People get to know you.
Mm.
That's what I see.
Look, it's good to do that. You know, it's good to put yourself out there and let people have a chance to get to know you. You know, that's really important.
Yeah. The interesting part, what I found was in your intake process is when people apply for your consult, your $1 consult or for any other thing, is that you have this intake form where you ask a number of questions, who you are, the company and stuff like that. But also then you ask them if you are interested in two packages, which are very good priced, let's put it that way. So one is $1,500 and it's $5,000 per month, which sets you at a certain level. I think that was a really smart thing to do that, you know, when they apply for a $1 consult, they already know what kind of level you are working at.
That's right. You know, it's important to qualify people and make sure that, you know, they are actually at the point where you can work with them because otherwise you get some time wasters, you know?
Yeah. And as I read it, I'm not sure, but maybe you can explain, is that one is more like a mentoring consulting package, and the other one is more a consulting and done-for-you package.
Yeah, in the $1,500 package, I show people how to do marketing. In the $5,000 package, I do their marketing. So you know, that's the two packages that I have set out there.
Yeah. And what do you mostly sell?
It's mostly the $1,500 package.
Right. So that you help them to get better on do their own
work. Yeah.
And then you have a specific type of metrics that you use how to measure how people move forward. What is the 5 points on that metrics and how important are they for you?
Sure. So these are pirate metrics. So, you know, acquisition, activation, retention, revenue, and referral. You know, they're important because Dave McClure said they're the only metrics that matter, and that's true.
And do you discuss these metrics, or do your clients supply these metrics to you every month or every two?
We define those metrics together, you know, and then we work to keep on redefining them.
Right, right. You have four people in your business, but you also use the people in Speedlancer, I guess, to help clients.
I do, help scale up, yeah.
And you are not a partial owner for Speedlancer, you are the marketer.
I do have shares in it, yeah.
Oh, okay, you do have shares in it. And how old is that business?
It's, you know, a few years old now.
Cool, because you already had a lot of international press on that startup.
Yeah, that's right.
You are 28. You have your agency. You are four people now. You have the idea of having about maximum 10 clients throughout. And you are the marketing head of marketing for Speedlancer. What is your next step? What is it that you're thinking of now?
my next step? I don't know. I'm really enjoying where I'm at right now. I'm not really thinking about the next step. I'm just thinking about how can I enjoy my life and my work right now.
And your work is an important part of your life, as I see it, because I feel
I'm passionate about what I do. Yeah,
yeah. You're putting a lot of work in there and many hours in there. And how many of those $1 calls, for example, these appointments, how many do you do in a month?
Oh, I do at least three a day.
Three a day.
So I guess 19 a month. Yeah. Wow.
That is a lot.
It is a lot, yeah.
Do you have anything to add? Do you want to say something? Do you want to give something away to the audience that they can download or get from you?
No, I mean, right now, I would tell my audience to just check out medium.com/@John Westenberg and have a look at the content that I write and get to know me as a person, because you never know, you might like it.
I will, of course, include the links to where the people can find you in the episodes on my website, so that people can easily click through and get to your website or get to your Medium, because I think that's the most important part that you want to follow, because then you can see all the posts
Absolutely.
That you write and that you know, great content that you put out and get to know you, like you said. John,
Definitely.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, mate. Great to connect with you.
And talk to you later.
Talk to you later.
Dat was het bijzondere gesprek met John. Je vindt de namen en links die we noemen in het artikel dat bij deze uitzending hoort. Ga daarvoor naar nhonning.nl/show125. Oké. Wil je nu abonneren op de Nhonning Show? Want dan krijg je elke update, elke nieuwe podcastaflevering automatisch op je telefoon. Ga dan bijvoorbeeld naar iTunes als je een iPhone hebt. Zoek op de Nhonning Show en klik op het vinkje om te abonneren. Heb je een andere telefoon? Gebruik je Stitcher bijvoorbeeld. Ook daar zoek je Nhonning Show, klik op plus en abonneer je. Als je dan toch daar bent en je vindt dit een gaaf aflevering omdat je abonneren wilt, deel deze dan met andere ondernemers door mij en mijn team te laten zien dat je het goed vindt en de aflevering te waarderen met een recensie. Het liefst natuurlijk een 5-sterren recensie. Heb je vragen, opmerkingen, reacties op deze aflevering? Stuur me dan een e-mail op podcast@nhonning.nl, want dan weet ik dat het voor een podcast komt en ik hoor graag van jou. Ik zie je in de volgende aflevering.
Dankjewel voor het luisteren naar de Erno Hanning Show op ernohanning.nl.